Man, I feel so bad how the podcast community has pivoted itself. Because there are people who are there genuinely to share knowledge and to host podcasts, take interviews, enlighten others, whatnot. But there are a lot of people who are just there to promote their services. My God, the number of people who have approached me to promote their services is outrageous. Hello everyone, I'm Pratyush and listening to The Underdog Protagonist. This podcast is for those who want to take ownership of their lives. I want this episode to be completely raw. The raw feeling that I have right now, I just want to rant it off. I want you guys to know what is going on in this community. With the launch of season 2 of this podcast, I have approached quite a number of people to be on my podcast. At the same time, I have been approached by a couple of people to be on their podcasts. So at first, the other side looked very bright to me. I was like, it's a great opportunity for me to be a guest in someone else's podcast rather than being a host, which I have been for quite a long time now. But when I got on those sessions, the level of betrayal I felt is unfathomable. I'll tell you this. So what happened? I've been on a couple of sessions now with different hosts. And initially they want us to talk about very simple things, which is not bad, I believe. But they don't respect your expertise. They have a set of questions which they want to ask, and that's it. They don't involve themselves in meaningful conversations. They don't ask you fruitful questions. They don't care about what you have gone through or what things you have to share. They care about only one thing. How can I make these people convert? So inviting you into their podcast is like a funnel for them. They want you to get on this session, share your story, whatever that might be. That does not matter to them. What they try to hear from your story, what they try to comprehend is where you are struggling. So they try to target your pain points. And the way they ask you questions, that you have to be vulnerable. You have to answer the questions explicitly. And for the small podcasters, I believe this explicitness comes quite naturally. You can't hold a lot of things back. You don't know the norms or the ins and outs and how this, you don't know how to be very careful with your approach. You can't take every step thinking 10 steps ahead. That makes sense. So they leverage on those pain points and target you, and they place you as a sort of victim, or maybe they try to take hold of your shortcomings and take leverage on them. With that knowledge, they try to pitch their services. Let's say in the past, you have struggled through depression. You have mental health issues, which you are trying to cope up with, because mental health is not something that subsides within a day or two. It takes some time. The healing is, I believe, it takes forever. And they will be like, if you can be healed, you can heal others. If you want to enlighten your life with positivity, then join our community with like-minded positive people and see your life turn upside down. And they have certain ask binded with that. Either you have to pay for their community services, one-on-one coaching, or it might be like an icebreaker thing in the start, where you have to join the community. It might be the first step in the funnel where you don't have to pay anything, but you just have to join the community. And after that, they will lead into a different funneling process where they show all their tiers of pricing and other services that which they might offer. or they try to sell you a certain product or service, which again you can sell to others, and in return you can earn some profit. So basically you will join as a customer first, but then you will bring other customers to them. So customer first, distributor second. That is how they structure their ask. If you seem not very confident, or they feel like you are getting to say no, then they will push you and show you even more benefits and how you can reach from A to B, from level 1 to 10 within X period of time if you join us, as compared to not taking action. And the amount is very nominal, it's very minimal, dude. It's nothing. You might spend it off in one dinner, which you might not, but they believe that is it. So it feels very bad that the community has pivoted itself to be that. Initially, there were people who were approaching others to gain insights, knowledge, or at the very least, share their experience to others in the hopes that it will expand their knowledge. They might learn a thing or two from the podcast experience. But using the platform to funnel clients, leverage on people's shortcomings, I don't think that's ethical, dude. If you want to do a podcast episode with someone, do a podcast episode, damn it. Why do you have to get on a call, which you call ice-breaking session? You break the ice, all cool. Get on the podcast, dude. No, if you be a good community, if you join our community, then only we'll get on a podcast episode and host you. How fair does that sound? Now, on the contrary, if you would have believed that the other person carries value that needs to be shared out in the world, you will host him regardless of him or her joining your community. Community is for the listeners, is for the audience, not the guests themselves. Because at that point, you're not hosting guests. You're just hosting your customers. And hosting is just icing on the cake, just to make it look nice. I'm very fed up with this experience. I feel really, really bad. My motto for this podcast is to share my knowledge, is to share my vulnerable side, my shortcomings, and what I'm trying to do in order to get past those things. I'm being very transparent in my approach. I want to do this consistently as well. Many of the times I failed to be consistent due to other commitment issues and the obstacles which come into life. I believe this is something that comes on and off on a regular basis. Looking past that, I'm trying to do something that hopefully benefits at least 1 out of 100 people. If that does, then I'm successful in what I'm doing. So, I believe people like me are an easy target, because we are small, we yet have to go a long way, and people can leverage on a lot of things. You have to move to a higher tier in terms of your income, in terms of your revenue, and you have to learn couple of more skills. You have to do the smart work, not the hard work. You have to be a billionaire, quote unquote. You have to be a billionaire. But does that really have to be that way? Why is it like you always have to chase after money, and money is the one thing that people leverage on, and then the target upon you? Hey, you're not earning enough as of now, and I have a sure way that I've worked for hundreds of people in our community, and I'm sure it'll work out for you if you joined our program. Dude, that's helping your program, not helping me. What's the guarantee that I'll succeed equally? How people in the community have, and how can I know if the people that you claim to have succeeded are real or not? I can't go around investigating. My time is precious. I have other things to do as well. If your program works as you claim it to be, I believe it should have been out there already through content marketing or people's mouth-to-mouth advertisement. If that's not, then you have not been to that scale yet. People kind of frown upon this approach. They kind of tend to adapt this defensive personality because everything and anything seems like a too good to be true deal. That's putting it nicely. But yeah, stay wary of those people. Choose where you want to be wisely or you will be targeted badly. I have been targeted many times by a lot of organizations which have claimed that I'll earn XYZ money if I do ABC things, which I can vouch did not work. They can go around claiming that this person did not do what we advised him to do. But I believe I have done everything humanly possible or everything I could have done at that point. I believe the system is at fault. Your system is at fault, which is why I was not able to perform. If people are intellectual, if people are equally skilled, they will be doing something else. They'll be better off doing something else and earning money through a different medium possibly, not join your scheme. If they are joining your scheme, means that they lack mentorship, they lack knowledge, they lack skills, or they lack experience. If you're able to provide those things, well and good. They need that kind of exposure. But if you're not, if you're giving them ways they need to work on themselves in order to get to a certain stage, I believe they are already doing that in the back end. Adapting numerous ways won't help unless you stick to one thing that you believe will work, and you know in your gut that if you keep on doing this for a subsequent amount of time, you will succeed. I don't know how to differentiate between the people who are genuinely looking for a guest versus the people who are just there to blow their business. I believe that's very tough as of now. But I'll keep an open eye. I'll try to be as vigilant as possible. I'll try to be very discreet. I won't be very obvious about it that I think you have an ulterior motive. It's not that. Everyone, it's not that. But it's worth noting that the space, the podcast community is not the same anymore. There are a good number of listeners. Currently, I host this podcast from India. I'm an Indian myself. And the audience over here is very young. When I say young, I mean there are people who are slowly transitioning themselves to tune into audio podcasts or podcasts in general. If I talk about 2-3 years back, then the number was not quite significant. After COVID is when the scaling kind of happened. That is when the graph, you know, shot up. But the audience is still emerging. The audience is still learning, growing, and it has adopted a bit of skepticism within itself. It's not how the podcast over here does not work the same way like it works in other countries. There's always this thing of adaptability that has to go along with certain demographics, and you have to work along with that. So yeah, the audience will not be affected as much as the hosts are right now. The small content creators, the small podcasters are the one who need to keep an eye out over there, who need to watch their backs so that they don't, to put it harshly, they don't need to be scammed. Again, which many systems work. There are a lot of testimonials which have proven that working on a certain thing has proven good results. I'm not vouching for anything. I'm just saying that check before you commit. Give it a thought. Take some time. Do not give any responses right away. Do not fear to say no, just so that you might hurt other person's feelings. What if you are hurt later on? What if your business is hampered? What if the time that you have invested does not give any returns afterwards? What if you're able to commit to them, but you're not able to commit to yourself? This is what my experience has been in the past couple of months. I wanted it to be there out in the world. But I'm sharing this because I care for you guys. I don't want the same things to happen to you as well. Yeah, you're listening to The Underdog Protagonist, and I'll catch you in the next one. Until then, take care and keep an eye out.